WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
The health of plants, animals, and humans are inextricably bound, and my guest today is going to talk about a new initiative addressing just that. Dr. Subba Reddy Pally is chair of the Department of Entomology at the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment at the University of Kentucky, and is talking with me today about the One Health Center initiative. Reddy, thank you very much for chatting with me today. I was very interested in and learned a lot from a recent article in UK Now about UK's One Health initiative. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and why it's important?
Yes, so this started with a gift from the Bill Gatton Foundation to our college, and our college requested proposals for some grant challenges. A team of us put a proposal to establish One Health initiative at the University of Kentucky. One Health has been around for a while, thinking about the health of environment, animals, and people in a holistic way. Right now, our physicians treat humans, veterinarians treat animals, and pest control people take care of the environment, mostly health of the environment. So we want to see if we can get together the personnel involved in the health of these, all the animals, people, and the environment, and see if there are any synergies that we can establish, both in the research as well as in the extension area. So that's where One Health Initiative come from, with that, with the support from the Bill Gatton Foundation. Last year and a half or so, a dozen of us from different colleges got together and developed an initiative. Now the press release and the emails went out recently, invite members to join. The goal is to bring them together and have a discussion and see what can we do to solve some of the big problems in Kentucky.
And because I guess one thing, considering the One Health Initiative's goals, is to understand that entities that affect the health of surrounding animals can also affect the health of humans and vice versa, that we're not completely separate entities when it comes to our health.
That is true. For example, if we take vector-borne diseases that are pathogens transmitted by mosquitoes, ticks, they can affect animals, they can affect humans, and these vectors of insects also transmit diseases that destroy our trees and our crops and all. So there is a lot of things we can learn from each other if we get together and do some collaborative research. In the area of tick-borne diseases that are on the rise in Kentucky, we have been already collaborating with people from College of Medicine, Veterinary Sciences, and Plant Pathology, Entomology. We all have some projects together to identify vectors, pathogens, how can we manage them, and more importantly, educate people involved. If physicians know there is a high prevalence of Lone Star tick in Kentucky, they can, when the patients come, they can think about that and diagnose those, some of the pathogens that are transmitted by these ticks and diseases they cause, much better. That is our goal, really.
Well, and this is something that we're seeing ever-changing. I came back to the University of Kentucky in 1996, and the tick world was very different back then. And I'm assuming with climate change, the mosquito vectors and other arthropods are very different now, perhaps, than they were 30 years ago as far as the transmission of potential disease.
Definitely. So as the temperatures warm up and the land use changes, we are seeing more and more of these vectors moving into areas of that they were not there 10 years ago, for example. In Kentucky, the tick populations were fairly low until 2000s or so. Right now, there are a lot of ticks, especially Lone Star ticks. And a lot of citizens of Kentucky may be suffering from these alpha-gal disease, the red meat allergy, and they may not know, we may not know, and we have to start looking at the symptoms, and if we eliminate these ticks, we may be able to help these people not to get that disease. They don't really call it disease. This is right now is an allergy.
And I guess thinking of all of this in another way, the Venn diagram, if you will, of plant pathology, of animal pathology and human pathology, while perhaps not a perfect circle, is much more interconnected than we've been thinking of in the past. And maybe that's one of the goals of the One Health Initiative, is to get us all thinking along those lines.
Definitely. We want to promote transdisciplinary collaboration, learn from each other, so we can think in a broader sense than in our own circle. And in diagnosing diseases or taking care of the root cause of these diseases. So that hopefully will lead to better health for the whole environment, animals and humans.
Well, Reddy, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about the One Health Initiative going forward?
So we have One Health Symposium coming up on October 20th as a part of International One Health Day. We would like everyone available to join. We'll broadcast a Zoom link. If they're not able to come to UK in person, they can watch online. And that'll be a good opportunity to learn more about this One Health Initiative and One Health itself.
My thanks today to Dr. Subba Reddy Pally, Chair of the Department of Entomology at the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.